Blog Talk Radio.
Revolution is the solution. If you work in corporate America, be a revolutionary. If you work in government, be a revolutionary. Gather material, gather information, learn everything you can. If you got a high level of security clearance, you can go in doors that other Negroes can't go in. You go in and see whatever you can see, and then bring it back to your black community so that we can be all that we can really be. Be a revolutionary in whatever you do. This chapter should grow overnight. Every one of you that is not a member should join today. What else do you do? You say, well, I'm too old. You're not too old. We need you. We need your wisdom. We need your maturity. You say, I'm too young. We need you. We need your fire. We need your spirit. We need your zeal. You say, well, I'm middle-aged. I'm not too young. I'm not too old. I say, you're just right.
That's right.
For what needs to be done at this time, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the time and what must be done.
Yeah.
The time and what must be done. I want to cover the 10-point program and platform and cover a few things with you. Why is the new Black Panther Party talking about God?
Go ahead.
Some of the original Panthers angry with us because we talk about God. They say ain't no religion in the Black Panther Party. That ain't, you ain't supposed to have no religion. You're a fool.
Right.
We don't want to do nothing where God is not in the center.
Right.
You will never build a mass movement among black people if you leave God out of your movement.
Right.
It's silly. That's why all kind of lumping activity can crop up. That's why we end up with tons of drugs on top of our heads. Brought in by COINTELPRO, K. Edgar Hoover. That's what I said, K. Edgar Hoover.
K.
Edgar Hoover and the modern day Hoovers.
And good evening, and we welcome you to another edition of the Black Power Truth Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. Show sponsored by the New Black Liberation Militia and by blogtalkradio.com. You can reach us online at 516-453-9457. I'm your host, Brother Anthony. Thanking you for joining us. We're here every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern here on blogtalkradio.com. You can also listen to us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/NBLM. Want to bring in my co-host and our special guest for this evening. Of course, he is the Supreme Commander of NBLM. He is Prince Najee Muhammad. Black power, good commander.
Yes, black power, brother. And black power to the whole black nation here in the hills of North America. We say assalamu alaikum, Hotep, Habani Ghani, Alafia Aleem. Praise the Lord to my Christian brothers and sisters, revolutionary Christians, and pass admonition. Black laws for all black people. We are in a time, and as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches, and today, my spiritual father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the theology of time and the time and what must be done. The black liberation theology teaching of Dr. Khalidu Muhammad that springs from the black liberation teachings of Dr. Khalidu Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, we are at war, fighting for the hearts and minds of our people. Because when you fight for the hearts and the minds of your people, you fight against the technology of the oppressor. You fight against the system of Satan. You fight against the agents of Satan and the systematic social media, mind control, and behavioral modification and the white man's psychological operation and psychological warfare on the minds of our people. Black power.
Black power, absolutely. We have another guest with us also from the 216 area code. State your name, brother.
So, Black Power family. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we hear you fine, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Black Power family, how's everybody?
Doing well. Doing well, sir.
Okay, good. I just wanted to say, brother, first of all, thank you all for doing a wonderful job in keeping the Black Power 2 Hour going. You're doing a great job with that. And I was just with the commander a little bit earlier today. But I think we asked the question, what time is it and what must be done? I think in terms of the information, I don't think we can even get any more. I think we got all the information that we need to succeed. That's just my own opinion. Not saying that information is not important, new information is not important. I'm just saying that the information that we have is sufficient enough to move us on right on through what we need to be doing up to this modern day and time. And the reason why I'm saying that is that we are not demonstrating all of the information that we are receiving. We already have a blueprint. We already have had blueprints, and we're still making blueprints about what we must do. We're in a time now, I believe, that we have to do what we know, as opposed to keep talking about what. And there's nothing wrong with us communicating. We need to continue to always communicate because we get new people all the time. But those of us who are veterans in this struggle, we should be demonstrating that information, because there's a three-tier process again. This information, demonstration, and creation. Those of us who have already received that information are responsible for the demonstration to bring about the creation of whatever we say that it is that we need, whether it be housing, whether it be better jobs, whether it be operating on and controlling our own community. These things are very important. I think those of us who are veterans, who truly understand what time it is and what must be done, are the ones who are responsible for us getting it done. Those new people who come into this knowledge, I think they need that information, and always should be some of us prepared to give information to new people until they can perform a demonstration to bring about another creation. We have to continuously to strive in that three-tier, because if we stop building, we will never have it generation after generation. We stay in the information. We don't move to the demonstration. Then that's a process of elimination of the creation. We'll never have it. So in order for us to take over our communities or get our communities back, those of us who have the information on all of these various blueprints of what must be done, we are responsible for taking that information, putting out the demonstration, and bringing about the creation so that our children's children can see what I once saw. I grew up in a time where Black family, our people, owned, operated, and controlled our communities, everything. Mm-hmm. The only time I used to see Caucasians in our community, you was either an insurance man picking up insurance money for life insurance policies, or you was the landlord. Other than that, we didn't have a big presence in our community in terms of our grocery stores, in terms of our shoe stores, our cleaners, our this, our that. All of the things that's necessary for us to have, we once had it. Now we have generations of our people who never knew that even exist, other than through some historical information that we give you. But we don't have a presence. So until we bring these things into an existence, we're going to keep giving our people information. This Caucasian, these enemies, going to keep demonstrating new technology, new days, new ways, as long as they can see something, whether it's good, negative, positive, whatever it may be, isn't in existence. It's tangible. We have to take our information and make it tangible. Then we could move forward.
Black Power, I want to piggyback on what you said in regard to integration, because I think there's many of us that felt that while there were, I guess, some strides with integration, integration in many ways set us back as a people because we got away from doing our own. You know, I always use the Negro Leagues, the old Negro League baseball, as an example of a black-owned business that was a prime business, made a lot of money, but once, in a sense, Jackie Robinson, you know, integrated Major League Baseball, people's black folks stopped going to the Negro League baseball games, and they started going to the white leagues, in a sense. And we have seen that over the years, where we see our people go away from the black hotels or black-owned businesses, or go away from the black-owned markets, or go away from the black-owned businesses that you can use for everyday life, the banks and what have you. And to me, that has been one of the biggest things that have led to our demise, you know, on many levels. What's your opinion on that?
I'm glad you said that, Brother Anthony, because that's very well spoken and it's true. I believe that as well. But I will say this. It was necessary in that information form because, see, you just delivered information that we have to prevent us from making the same mistakes that we once made going forward. And I'm saying that to say that if we did not have that behind us, we may be the ones who would go through it. But since we have gone through it and continuously to go through it, regardless of how high we seem to climb in our stature, in our education, in our money, we still seem to be subservient to the others. So I'm saying that to say that you're totally right. But if we took that information and we understood the time and what must be done, we still need to build for ourselves. But what must be done is for us not to repeat what we once did. Integration,
exactly.
I think we have grown enough to know that we can't integrate nor assimilate into any other people, nation or nationality or groups other than ourselves on no level. We've seen it from the highest to the lowest in modern times. So I would think that what we must do is keep our eyes on the prize. We have enough information to tell us, to show us, to bear witness to us that integration and assimilation is not for us on those levels that we once did it before. So if we begin to build today, we got to build to operate on and control for us. And that's just my opinion. I believe that I didn't like it then. I wouldn't like it now, and it wouldn't be no good for us in the future. Now, do we have to deal with other people? Of course we will have to. Why? Because all the people exist on the planet. We act like we don't exist. People deal with us on multiple levels, whether it's the music industry, the sports industry, the education, you name it, man. They can't get around us because we're here. Now, but we're not participating in the rewards of all of the things that we deal with people. But they can't get around us. You can't have no rich people without black people. It just wouldn't work in the United States of America. That wouldn't
work.
It would not work. So I'm only saying that to say, let us get in our position. Any living human being that's on this planet, we're going to have to deal with them. But let's deal with them properly. Let's deal with them in a way where we come out on top sometimes. Yeah, we know we got to deal with you. Why? Because you operate on and controlling some of these societies, some of these communities and businesses that we need. But we're going to do business for you. We're going to deal with you in a way where it benefit us as a people. So that's the way I see that, brother. I hope I answered that question.
Oh, no, absolutely. Matter of fact, I want to expand on that in the sense of, you know, I'm a little bit older. I'm in my 50s. I'm not sure how old you are. And I know a lot of folks that are involved in we're okay. And so I've always felt like it was incumbent upon us to, in a sense, we had our elders when we were growing up, and now we've become the elders, and now it's incumbent upon us, again, piggybacking on what you said, in regards to putting out that information, putting out, letting folks, the younger folks, know what's going on, and letting them know that a lot of the stuff that they're seeing now really isn't new. It's packaged in a whole different way, but in a broad scale, it's nothing new. How do we, as I guess older griots now, how do we convey that and put that information out there for them?
I think the brothers and sisters in our era of time that's been blessed to be here as many years as we have been here, and we're still children in this struggle, because that's baby ages, really.
Right.
But I'm saying that to say this. We have to do like our fingers, our hands. Sometimes we have to spread our fingers to let room in between some of this. And meaning that we got to go in separate directions at certain times for the same goal and aim and purpose. People of my age should be the demonstrators. We should be setting information should be coming from younger groups of people that's on their way behind us. And I'm saying that to say because we was before you and we should be able to lay the foundation for you. So all of us should not be doing the same things at the same time. All of us don't need this information. Some of us been there.
Sure. Sure.
Some of us don't know what to do with it because we want to keep on informating. Some of us should be in the actual demonstration form of this, and some of us should have been and created it so that three-tier continuously to recycle itself. I can give out information all day long, but I would prefer to say, Brother Anthony, this is what you and I should be doing. What me, you, and maybe 10 other people like you and I, let's start focusing on where we're getting our after-school programs to teach our children about business, about the things we need in our community. What are we going to do, not just to be teaching you, but us as the group that's actually purchasing, buying? Some of us are business people. Why is our business people still talking about what we need to do as opposed to saying we just bought that building over there and this is what we're about to do? We got carpenters. We got electricians. We got paint. We have everything we need. We just need to do what we was told to do. We got the information. Now, those who don't have the information should not be trying to perform the demonstration. You don't know how. So stay in your place. Mm-hmm. And those of us who do, then those should be the creators. Those are the people who go ahead and do the blueprint. Okay, now finally we got that building. How can we have all these medical people and we don't have clinics that's ours?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the Black Cross? Why we don't have a clinic? Just a clinic. We ain't talking about a hospital.
Right.
Why are all our medical people in other institutions?
Exactly.
We don't even have nobody making sure we know first aid. So it's something real wrong with this because we're taking all our information and we're skipping the demonstration, and so therefore we eliminated the creation. It's not going to happen unless we split up this pie and say, hey, look, this group going to do this. Y'all are the educators. Y'all are the informators. This group right here, y'all are the demonstrators. You're the people that makes this thing spin. You're that middle class. You're in between the information and the creation. You're right there in the middle, and you're making this thing happen because you're demonstrating. Demonstrate to that young boy that he can build this, or this young girl that she could build it. Go get your education in medicine and come back to the after-school clinic, and let's teach our people how to stay healthy. What's stopping us? All of these STNAs, all these doctors, all these everything, but we have no institutions for the information and knowledge that we gain. There's something wrong with that. That's just my opinion. Sorry about that.
That's exactly why I asked. Because, see, Yes, sir. You know, again, it piggybacks off of what you talked about in regards to us as a people always having, you know, that infrastructure. And again, if you go back, again, we keep on talking about history. If you go back in regards to the Panthers, fundamentally,
yes,
you know, they,
yes,
you know, they had the breakfast program.
Yes, sir.
They had the clinic.
Yes, sir.
They had,
yes,
all of those things. And the thing about it is, everyone, you know, there are many folks that refuse to believe that the Panthers were all about that. At the end of, you know, at the end of the day, it was always about uplifting the people. It was always, and most importantly, it was about that infrastructure that we, that somewhere along,
yes,
the
sir,
way, when we got so caught up in integration, we forgot,
yes,
about,
sir,
us as people. And to me, it's a slip. I say it's a slippery slope, but it shouldn't be, because, like you said, it's very fundamental. When let's be totally honest here. When white folks do amongst themselves, they're applauded for it. When we do,
yes,
the same thing, we are ridiculed for it. It's like, you know, why are you trying to, you know, what kind of message are you trying to send? Look, all we're trying to do is to uplift our folks. Nothing more, nothing less. But because folks get so uptight about us being together, it gets people out of shape. And see, to me, my thing is, to help with what people think, we need to do what we know is right in our hearts and what we know is right about us as black folks.
And I agree with you. See, again, we have to understand the steps that we are in. Those who are giving out information are responsible to try to be as accurate as they possibly can, whether it's historical, whether it's no matter what it is, because you're informating people. So you want to give out people the truth. Those of us that's in demonstration, we're very unapologetic. We know what has to be, what time it is, and what must be done. Those who are critical will be the same ones enjoying the harvest from what your labors did in the time. Because one thing that you just said is that it's hard for people to believe that that's what the Panthers were all about. And one of the reasons why is because we have all of the information that once was and is, but we don't have the demonstration. See, we got the information where the Panthers started the breakfast program, the free clinics, the dinner. That's information. Well, then we ask, well, where's that breakfast program? Where is those free clinics? Where's the acupuncture clinics? And where's this thing? See, we don't have the demonstration. And so since we don't have the demonstration, meaning it's not tangible, they can put their hands on it, and they're just locked into information, it's hard to perceive that because it's in the information stage. It has to grow. It has to come from in the beginning was the word. There's information. But the word took on form, took on life. That's demonstrating. It's becoming what it said it was or can be. And bow, wow, here we go. There's the creation. So if we don't have all three of these things all the time, then we got a problem. It's like us having three tires on our car and the other one's flat. We need them all
exactly.
up. We need them all up. We need all three of those positions functioning, which means we need people who's willing to get this information. And then we need people who's willing to take that information and demonstrate, take that word and turn it into form. Bring it into an existence. And once we come into an existence, then we can say, being it is, and here's our creation. So now you can go to that institution that we said we was going to build. In the word form, we said we was going to build a clinic. In the demonstration form, we got the material, we got the money, we got the loans, we got the labor. And voila, in the creation, you can walk through the door, sit in the clinic, get some service. We did it all. We're not doing that today. We give each other information, then we look to other people, demonstration, and then we go visit what they create. We're not creating anything, man. Let's be honest about it. Not for the knowledge that we have, not for the information that we have enough information, oh, my God, to go to Mars and back, and we don't even have a corner store. And this is not just one city. This is us nationwide.
Exactly.
There's something wrong with that, brother Anthony. There's something wrong with that, sir.
Yeah, it needs to be said, because whether it's where you're at there in Ohio, where I'm at here in Connecticut, or where our other members are around the country, this is something that has been going on for years, and it has to stop. It just has to stop. We've got a few more minutes left. Before we go.
Yes,
I wanted to switch up a little bit. You know, we've seen the story in regards to basically this policeman that went in and murdered a black man in his own home. And to me, it is a reminder. It is just another reminder, in a sense, of how we as black folks, whether it be black men or black women or black children, are under siege in this country, and they're going to try their best to, you know, not acquit this woman. I mean, yes, she's been charged with manslaughter, but we all know how the justice system has never come through for us, and especially with these cops here. And I would hate, you know, the sad thing is we already see where this is going. It's the same old pattern of, the murder happens, there's outrage, there's whatever. Then, you know, there's the system does whatever it does, and then the person winds up getting off. And I can see this happening all over again. And I don't want to be pessimistic, but, you know, I've seen this movie before, and it seems like the ending comes out the same thing all the time, brother.
It will. And the reason why, because, see, you have to watch who's writing the story. It's the same,
exactly.
It's the same writer. See, it's the same writers going to continuously. The story never changes. See, they got their information. They give on the demonstration. Here's the creation. We already know. We skip from information all the way to the creation. We know that they're not going to do anything to that woman that would justify what happened to that person. They're not going to. So I don't expect them to. My problem is, what do we do about it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What do we do about it? And what we don't do about it is take our information and keep spreading it as though it's a conversation. No, we have to do, if we want to eliminate this, we can. But see, we really don't want to. We want to, but we don't want to do what it takes to stop it. See, we have to bring a balance to things. Let her go. Girl, you let them all go. Ain't nothing different. But then, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
I ask myself, how is Zimmerman still? I mean, what? Now, if that was you or myself, if that was me and you, we couldn't even walk the streets amongst each other. See, because you'll be looking for me and I'll be looking for you. We'll take each other out of here. You couldn't even go outside tomorrow without looking over your shoulder. These people slaughter us and go shopping and go to the mall and go to the next. Why? Because they already know that when it comes to demonstrating, these people are going to go back to informating. They're going to go back to information. They're going to get their signs. They're going to talk about how disappointed they are. They're going to talk about how unjust the system is. They're going to talk. No. Those of us who know are responsible for the condition that our people are in today. Some people know how to balance this scale. Why aren't we balancing the scales? See, that's where we're stuck in information. Some of us have to perform demonstrations. See, we don't want to sacrifice when it comes to other folks, but we'll run each other down. If that was me and you, or black on black or something, we would be ready to hurt one another. Man, stop it. These people don't be. Who can go and kill somebody in their own home, murder somebody in their own home, and not be convicted immediately? Almost. I mean, come on. What are we waiting on? But if I'm waiting on you to do justice for me in an injustice system that's always been injustice for my people, man, stop it. I'm not even expecting you to do the right thing. You're not the right people to do it. The right thing is not in you when it comes to us. We have to make you know who we are. And that's a different conversation at a different time in a different place with some different people. Because no matter what we do, when it comes down to really dealing with these Caucasians and all that, our people are still afraid to really deal with what has to be dealt with. No matter how tough we are amongst and about each other, when it comes to really dealing with the other people, we got problems. We got serious problems. And after all this information, the only thing that I can see in that, Brother Anthony, is that we must be afraid. Because if we didn't, we've been taught everything there is to be taught. But we won't do it. We'd rather talk about it. No, we have to balance the scales. But that has to be talked about at a different time, with different people, in a different place. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yes, sir. That's the only thing going to straighten this up. That's all that's going to straighten this up. You slap my wife, I'm slapping yours. Now we know what it feel like for a woman to be her. You slap my child, I'm slapping yours. I'm that eye for an eye, brother.
Exactly.
That tooth for a tooth, life for a life, limb for a limb, all that balance stuff. See, when it's imbalanced, it tilts one way. Somebody down, somebody is up. No, let's balance this thing out. You mess with Anthony, we mess with you. That's the way it has to be in order to get each other's attention. Okay, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe you shouldn't. You don't, we won't. You do, we will, in self-defense.
Cause and effect.
Yes, sir.
Cause and effect.
I love this conversation. We can have more time. Let me come back on one day, brother.
The door is always open. Glad you were able to join us today. And again, we're going to end it there. We want to thank you for joining us here on this week's edition of the Black Power Truth Hour. Again, we're here every Thursday. 6 p.m. Eastern here on blogtalkradio.com. You can also listen to us at blogtalkradio.com/NBLM. I'm Brother Anthony. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week.
Peace, brother. Black Power.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. Song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.